It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Police are still piecing together what led to the deaths of an award-winning pianist's two young daughters southwest of Fort Worth yesterday. No arrests have been made. Benbrook police say the pianist who won the 2013 Van Cliburn International Piano Competition is not a suspect. The Tarrant County Medical Examiner has not yet determined the cause of the death for the two girls. KERA's Christopher Connolly has this update.
Vadim Kolodenko called 911 yesterday morning after he found his two daughters dead in their mother's home. 5-year-old Nika and 1-year-old Michaela were found in their beds. Benbrook Police Commander David Babcock says Kolodenko has been cooperative and is not considered a suspect.
He had an appointment with the mother of the children to pick up the children at 9:20 a.m., which was their regular practice as far as we can tell. Once he arrived there, he found the mother in an extreme state of distress and discovered the children in their state.
Kolodenko was estranged from his wife, Sofia Tsigankova. When police arrived, they found the 31-year-old mother had been stabbed several times by a knife. She's recovering in a Fort Worth hospital. Babcock says Tsigankova is undergoing a mental health evaluation, but would not say whether her wounds were self-inflicted or if she's considered a suspect in the death of her daughters.
We're looking at all possibilities, but we are not actively searching for anybody particular, any particular name or any particular person at this point.
Vadim Kolodenko won the top prize at the prestigious Van Cliburn International Piano Competition in 2013. He played this Bach prelude at the contest, which is held every 4 years in Fort Worth. The year after he won, Kolodenko told the Fort Worth Star-Telegram in a video that he hoped to stay in the U.S. Tensions were mounting in his home country of Ukraine at the time. The video shows Kolodenko and his wife hanging out and playing with their daughters. In a thick accent, he imagines a better life for his daughters here in Fort Worth.
I just think that it's better for my daughters to raise here.
He goes on to say that he wanted his family to become American citizens. Kolodenko is now an artist in residence at the Fort Worth Symphony Orchestra. He was set to perform this weekend. The orchestra offered condolences and prayers and announced today they've found another pianist to perform in his place. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.
The number of abortions performed in Texas dropped significantly in 2014, in the first full year under clinic restrictions that are now being considered by the U.S. Supreme Court. The Texas Tribune reports there were 9,000 fewer abortions in the state in 2014 compared to the year before. That's according to early estimates from state health officials. The state estimates do not include abortions obtained outside Texas. The Supreme Court is weighing the constitutionality of Texas abortion restrictions that have been credited with the decrease in the number of procedures. Abortion rates have been falling nationally, even before Texas laws that now require hospital admitting privileges for abortion providers and clinics to conform to costly surgical center standards. An Associated Press review found abortions decreased by about 12% nationwide from 2010 to 2013-14. The DFW Auto Show is at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in downtown Dallas this weekend. It's the show's 35th anniversary. Art and Seek's Jerome Weeks joins me. Jerome, you're not in the market for a new car, are you? So why did you visit the DFW Auto Show?
It's not all about car buying. I mean, there's curiosity and, in my case, a bit of nostalgia. My father was an engineer at Chrysler. My brother works in design at GM today. Growing up in Detroit in the 60s and 70s, I saw probably a dozen auto shows, but they didn't really come out to cities like Dallas until the 80s. That's when city convention centers got big enough to hold them.
So you went. What was it like?
Like a giant, noisy, bright, spangly touring trade show. I mean, the auto show may cater to things like nostalgia or fantasy, but it's still a giant sales pitch. And the companies, of course, want to sell a car to just about everyone. As a result, the auto show is a fairly rare cultural event these days.
How so?
It's like the state fair. It's one of the few public occasions today that actually draws people. Well, I can't say from every walk of life, because there are people in America who can't afford a car. But beyond that, it's still fairly rare to see this kind of big, diverse crowd in North Texas. All these different kinds of people just mingling, sipping Cokes, and talking cars. And as proof, I met a person I've never seen before at any auto show. a young Roman Catholic nun.
Could you tell me what you're doing here?
Yeah, I can. My name is Sister Josephine Garrett. I'm with Sisters of the Holy Family of Nazareth. And I'm here because we're raffling off a car. So we thought people at the car show might be interested in our 2016 Mazda Miata.
So she was there to sell.
Yeah, basically.
But what was distinctive about this auto show? You know, what made it a DFW auto show?
You mean besides all the pickups? I was a little surprised just how much real estate Toyota has. It's the second biggest car company in the world, so that shouldn't be surprising. But VW is the biggest, and it didn't have nearly the same space. Then I saw Toyota's big sign saying, "Hello, Texas." Duh. Toyota's building its $300 million North American headquarters in Plano. So, of course, they want to show off.
Thinking about that made me think of how visual an experience the auto show is. How different companies display their cars. All of the big screen videos going on and, of course, the cars themselves. So I wonder just how much of that visual element can you convey on the radio?
True. The visual experience is so rich as to be overwhelming, but so's the audio experience. All those spokespeople extolling the new V6 direct injection engine. So I decided to bring back the most distinctive and carefully crafted sounds in the auto show. A Mazda. A Ford. A Hyundai. A Lexus. Chrysler. Volkswagen. Jaguar. Cadillac. An Alfa.
Are you punching these cars, Jerome?
No. No, I'm slamming the doors. There are whole teams of staff specialists at firms like Mercedes and Audi who work on nothing but the, quote, acoustic descriptors of door closure, unquote. When we open and close a car door, we intuit hundreds of bits of data. How the handles feel, how the locks latch, how the rubber seals fit. Car makers know that's often the first sound and the first feel we have of a car. So it's like saying hello and giving a firm handshake, or waving and saying, "Hey there, let's go for a ride."
Well, before you drive on out of here, Jerome, do you have any thoughts on what's coming up?
Sure. The very first Fort Worth Fringe Fest. There are 16 different performances, theater, dance, comedy, all in 2 days at the Fort Worth Community Arts Center. And the groups I do know, like the musician Ginny Mack and Dark Circles Contemporary Dance, they suggest the festival is starting strong.
Thanks, Jerome.
It's a pleasure, Justin.
March Madness is underway. 5 Texas teams are in the NCAA tournament. And what would the tourney be without any first-round upsets? Unfortunately, teams from Texas have been on the wrong side of the upsets. Yesterday, one of the craziest games of the day, Baylor was taken down by Yale. It's a second straight year the Bears have been knocked out in the first round. Also losing on the first day was Texas Tech. The Red Raiders were bounced from the tournament by the Butler Bulldogs. There's still hope for the 3 remaining teams from the Lone Star State. The Lumberjacks, Stephen F. Austin, just tipped off against West Virginia 10 minutes ago. And Texas A&M will take on Wisconsin Green Bay in just a few moments. And then there are the Texas Longhorns. They face off against Northern Iowa round 9 tonight. And now to a different kind of March Madness. Traffic warning as you head into the weekend. You may want to stay away from Greenville Avenue in Dallas tomorrow, unless you're looking for some green beer and taking part in the annual St. Patrick's Parade. The festival starts at 9. The parade, complete with 90 floats, starts at 11. It begins at Blackwell Street and heads south on Greenville for about 2 miles to SMU Boulevard. Organizers say about 125,000 people will show up. That includes Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban, who will be the grand marshal. Cloudy skies tonight, 30% chance of rain with a low around 43. Tomorrow should be sunny with a high around 60, and tomorrow night clear with a low around 39. It's 59 degrees in Dallas, 56 in Fort Worth, 66 in Tyler, and 56 in Wichita Falls. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.